So I'm now joined by Glenn Hodge, who is fresh off the stage. How are you doing?
A bit sweaty. But apart from that, I'm all right. Yeah, it's a nice little set, nice little crowd, and the sun's shining, so I'm happy.
Good, good. And how do you feel to be here at the Bromley Festival today?
I don't spend much time in Essex, and there's not as many permutans as I thought there might be, so I'm a bit disappointed about that. No, but it's lovely, actually. It's been it's been a nice little day. Looking forward to watching some of the acts on the main stage a bit later on. But yeah, I've had loads of fun so far. It's lovely to be here. Nice to play to a different sort of crowd, yeah.
Anyone in particular looking forward to seeing on the main stage?
I wouldn't mind seeing Steve Harley do his thing, but we're kind of clashing, so I'm on when he's on. So I might go and catch a little bit of the end of his set in a minute.
Yeah. And I was there at your performance. Very good. Heard you before, so it's good to get some new music. You said you like angry songs.
Well, I don't know if I like angry songs. I like all kinds of songs, but a lot of my songs kind of tend to be angry. I've been referred to as the angry folk singer before, but yeah, they're not all angry. Some of them are a little bit aggro, like a pinch, just a pinch.
So you mentioned folk there. Is that the kind of genre that you're in?
I think I'm a folk singer, but most people disagree with me. But it's just kind of the way it is. I mean, I'm essentially one man and a guitar writing songs, you know, telling stories and that kind of thing. Which me is folk music, you know. To me, it's folk music. But it's a bit of punk in this, you know. Punky, it's a bit of soul in there as well. So I'm not sure it's got a pigeonhole yet. I mean, people like the sicker in one, but I'm not sure it's. Maybe I'm creating it. No, it's
new nice. Genre.
Be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And on stage, you did have two other people on there with you. Who were they?
Yeah, so Richard Nottingham is my he's my sort of violinist. We play together quite a lot, actually. So I play all different sizes of venues and stages, but he's generally there with me, you know, a lot of the time. Sibs, the bass player, he is, just a little bit of a bigger stage tonight, so he sort of volunteered to come along and to play a couple of tunes, you know, just to fill out the sound a bit.
It's nice to see sort of something a bit different. You had two guitars and a violin rather than the standard, like, bass, drum, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't like all... Well, I mean, I do. I like the folk music that's kind of going around at the minute, but it's also nice to be doing something slightly different and a bit edgy. There are no rules to it, are there, really? So it's just do what you want to do when you want to do it. And, yeah, it seems to be working out all right. The violin's a bit of a feature, really, because I always have Rich on board, whatever we do, really.
So when you're writing songs, do you normally put music together first or do the lyrics come first?
I have no idea it comes. People ask that question, don't they? But I don't think there's an answer. You just see what happens. Sometimes you'll have a lyric and sometimes you'll have a chord, or, you know, a chord structure, and then sometimes you'll have a tune in your head. Sometimes all three at once. I tend not to force it. If it don't come, you know, I don't write it, but if, you know, it tends to. So
what do you base your writing on?
I think it's a social commentary, really. I mean, not that I intend to do that, but it generally seems to be a social commentary about life in the city, about what I'm doing, about relationships and all that kind of stuff. All the usual kind of things. Little, you know, slight socialist twins to some of the songs, but social commentary more than anything else, I think.
And how does it make you feel when you get a good reaction with your songs and your performance?
It's great, of course. I mean, it's not always a good reaction. I alienate some people sometimes. It's a bit too much for them, but I think that's also a good reaction. So yeah, any reaction's a good reaction, but it'd be nice if more people than not liked what you were doing.
Yeah, I know you've got some gigs coming up, I do believe. Do you want to tell us a bit about what's going on, when?
So I'm in Croydon on Thursday, supporting a fella called Beans on Toast. He's an absolute alternative folk legend. Says it, you know, tells it like it is. That's at Matthew's Yard in Croydon. I think it's actually sold out, but if there are any tickets left, it'd be well worth getting one. It's going to be a great gig. And you can check ticket availability on my website, glennhodge.com, glenn2nshodge.com.
Cool. And if people want to know more about you, how can they do that?
Yeah, so again, go to my website and, you know, it's just all the usual stuff is on there. Gig dates, a few pictures, and, you know, you can buy all my tunes through there. It's all on Spotify and iTunes and all the normal kind of channels. So just go to the website. And there's links to Facebook and Twitter and all, you know, the usual stuff from that platform.
Cool, and I've noticed on there you're going to be performing at the Big Sleep Hour. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so on the 7th of August, I'm going to be playing an event called the Big Sleep Hour. And it's something that the Big Issue Foundation do every year. And it's basically giving people the opportunity to sleep out under a Victorian railway bridge, arch, if you like, to get a semi-homeless experience and to see what it's like, and hopefully to, you know, get some reaction from them. Big Issue Foundation, they work with Big Issue sellers throughout the country, helping them to get a standing in life, a foot back into the social life that we all kind of take for granted. So it's something I support, and we'll be doing that on the 7th of August. You can also check that out on my website. There's a page dedicated to the Big Issue Foundation. So if you want to know more and you want to get involved and make a bit of noise, then check out my website, and through me you'll find them.
Oh, and have you performed there before? Or is there something quite
new?
No,
this is, I'm not sure how many years they've been doing this for, but it's a completely different thing for me. People are going to, there's gonna, all sorts of discussion forums going on there, and there'll be Big Issue vendors, current and ex, talking about life on the streets and the difficulties of having no address and these kind of things. So it's going to be a completely new experience for me as well, which I'm really looking forward to, and I'm just really pleased to be involved and taking part.
Sounds very interesting and insightful, but it's odd that they put music with it. Normally you sort of separate sort of events, that kind of thing, and music, do you think?
Well, yeah, it's a good point. I think whip them up into a frenzy and then leave them out in the cold, dark streets. Maybe it heightens the experience, who knows?
Yeah. Well, it sounds very good, and I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for talking to us today. And what have you got planned for the rest of your day now?
I might have a drink, might have a couple of pints, get sort of a improve my t-shirt suntan, and then be making our way back to the sea.
Cool. Well, thank you very much again, and I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you.